Hare Krishna. A brief little report about our GMC meetings here, just north of Mumbai in this beautiful Govardhan Eco Village farm, and in extraordinary heat. I came a little late. I came 2 days late because I was hung up in Mumbai, specifically working on the first part of the Varnashram book and sending that off to devotees to edit and correct. And I'm working on the second part. And the first part of these meetings are what we call the strategic planning, and that's it. A group of devotees made of GBC members and others. And strategic planning is about, organizational development, how to better organize the society as it grows and grows in order to fulfill the mandate given it by Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's what we've done for 2 days. Then we had and that organizational development, it deals with different subjects, organizational subjects of how to actually develop the society, and lots of subjects. Those get presented to the GBC body, or some direction comes from the GBC body on these, and then work out different solutions. Part of those solutions, or part of those structures, get worked out by the organizational development team. And then there is what is going on now, which is the strategic planning. And the strategic planning is other devotees who have also been invited from around the world, as well as GBC members, who take the mandates given by the GBC, formulated by the organizational development, and flesh them out and deal with them. And I'll give an example of that. For instance, one of the committees is now called the Lines of Authority Committee, and originally it was called the Parallel Lines of Authority, and it was meant to work out issues that impact both spiritual masters, specifically Diksha Gurus, and management. So this is already the second topic that we're dealing with. That second topic is Guru Dakshina, how it should be accounted for, who does it belong to, and what are all the different steps, laws that reflect on this very important subject matter of financial accountability, as well as obviously money means power, money means authority, it means projects, it means so many different things. So that's what we're working on currently. Previously, we're working on what is the interaction between spiritual masters and management. And of that, there was a resolution, a paper, a training book, and hopefully devotees who've been educated in that, because that was the whole purpose. The devotees are very clear as to what is the relationship between GBC, their GBC, their temple president, and their Diksha guru, if he happens to be a different person, and so on. So these are very interesting topics. And today is the last day of the strategic planning committees. There's a lot of them. I think there's about 20, just roughly. And then we'll be having plenary meetings and discussing not resolutions so much and issues and problems, but spending quality time on discussing theology, philosophy. The main topic to be discussed now is the Shiksha, Diksha, Guru relationships, or explained a little better, how certain details of Guru protocol and historical practice should be applied in our Krishna consciousness movement. One of those topics being female Diksha Gurus, although there's a resolution was passed that could take place in ISKCON. It hasn't been implemented as yet, or in other words, no lady has begun that process, and one of the reasons is that there's been quite a bit of disagreement with that, with the entire proposal. And let's see, where was I? Because I turned off for a second. Yeah, anyway, there was a disagreement. In light of, for instance, one issue, what is the emphasis that our Krishna conscious movement wants to take in terms of the role of women? Should we emphasize stable households and that women should be more good housewives, good cooks, etc., or that they should be gurus? No doubt there are female Diksha gurus because it's there in our history. On the other hand, it's not a common issue. Another guru topic was in our tradition. There have been disciples who have accepted disciples themselves in the presence of their spiritual master. But Srila Prabhupada didn't do it. He said that we shouldn't do it. So while we've had certain exceptional cases, now the exception is becoming no more. And so devotees want to discuss. So it's not so much an issue of what is guru and who is guru, but the practical application, especially in an institution, of the principles of guru tattva, and how does the tradition meet the institution. And that goes on until the 23rd, and then that's it. Hare Krishna.